The yellow stone of York Minster glowed in the morning sun. Friends, supporters and members of the clergy, bundled up against the cold, hurried in to take their seats. Helen Ann Hartley, Bishop of Waikato in New Zealand, offered some words of friendly advice for the Reverend Libby Lane ahead of the service.
I think above all, enjoy it. When I was made a bishop, an Episcopal colleague of mine said, remember to stay humble, stay human and stay faithful. And so these are the things that ground you.
Libby Lane, already wearing the purple of her new office, stood in the first pew next to her husband, a priest himself, who sang with a broad smile on his face.
I, Elizabeth Jane Holden Lane, clerk in holy orders, chosen bishop of the Church and See of Stockport, do swear by Almighty God that I will pay true and canonical obedience to the Lord Archbishop of York.
A joyful day for many, but divisions in the church remain. Next week, another bishop will be ordained, but the Reverend Philip North is a traditionalist and doesn't believe women should have any place in the ministry, a view shared by one member of the congregation.
Is it now your will that she should be ordained?
It is.
No, not in the Bible. With respect, Your Grace, I ask to speak on this absolute impediment, please.
The Archbishop of York, Dr. John Sentamu, explained in a prepared statement why the consecration was entirely in keeping with canon law. Amid the ancient pomp and ornate ritual, it was two simple moments that finally marked what the Archbishop of Canterbury has called a new phase of our existence. First, the gift of a Bible, and then kneeling, the new bishop was anointed with oil.